The Ontario wildland fire season, which lasts from April 1 until October 31, has officially opened. "We are ready to protect people and communities across the province from wildland fires," said Graydon Smith, Minister of Natural Resources and Forestry, in a news release. "Our teams are closely monitoring weather conditions to detect fires early. When they do hit, Ontario's fire rangers, pilots and support staff are prepared to battle these fires and protect Ontarians." The province has action plans in place to manage large, complex fires, especially near communities and critical infrastructure, Ontario said in a news release. Participation in agreements with provincial, federal, and international partners also allows for the sharing of personnel, equipment, and aircraft between agencies during periods of escalated wildland fire activity. Approximately 50% of all wildfires are caused by humans. To reduce the risks of forest fires, the ministry recommends: before starting an outdoor fire, check the interactive map at ontario.ca/forestfires and ensure you are aware of the fire hazard and restrictions in place in your area. Follow Ontario's outdoor burning regulations, including igniting fires no sooner than 2 hours before sunset and extinguishing them no later than 2 hours after sunrise. Ensure campfires do not get too big and are fully extinguished at the end of the evening or prior to leaving the site. Have tools and water on hand to control outdoor fires. Ontario's wildlands fire infrastructure includes hundreds of staff who are highly trained and skilled in supporting and fighting wildland fires, a fleet of specialized aircraft used to suppress wildland fires and transport staff across the province, and 14 fire management headquarters, 3 attack bases and 17 forward attack bases, 2 regional bases, 2 regional logistics centers and 1 provincial coordination facility.